Now we have letters to the evening news. This week, people have written in with concerns about parking, vandalism, theft, street entertainment, and pedestrianisation of the city. Our Right of Norwich thinks car parks need to be free. Why are car parks in Norwich so expensive? I have just returned from holidaying in Northumberland, like ours, a lovely county, but all the car parks there are free. One we found that had a £1 disc. I was wondering what to do with it when we finished. Looking on the reverse, it said, please keep this until required again.
Bicycles worth a total of £1.5 million have been stolen from railway stations in Britain in the last year, and Mike Culver of Norwich has been a victim. I need to voice my concern about the ever-increasing problem which is bike theft in Norwich. I became a victim, again, from someone who saw fit to take my bike from where it was locked in broad daylight on a busy street less than 20 metres from where I work. Will he be caught? And if so, will the penalty be enough to ensure he doesn't recommit? It's all very doubtful. In a society which now recommends that we should be biking to work, is there really any point when we find our bikes are likely to be stolen or vandalised? The video of my incident showed a man who knew what he wanted. He came equipped with a spare wheel, and within 2 minutes he was pedalling my locked bike down London Street.
Mrs. Pat Rant of New Cossey says vandals should be put to work. The four teenagers who vandalised Summer's garden should be made to rebuild the garden in full view of the parents and children who made the garden. Let them know and show some shame and do something good to make up for it. No namby-pamby slap on the wrist.
Westlegate has lost its atmosphere, says Kay Buxton of Norwich. What a waste of £3 million. A vast open space with different types of paving slabs. There is less greenery now than before. It's lost its atmosphere. Why do cars still drive down Westlegate? I've heard people say they've dug it up and put it back again as it was. Since Burr Street became a bypass, with the loss of parking spaces and speeding traffic, especially at night times, life for those of us living there has changed, not for the better.
And finally, Miss Susan Wright of Norwich came across some unusual entertainment recently. As I was walking back from Cathedral Close down London Street, I stopped to listen to a man who was playing a sitar outside an empty shop that's next door to the Edinburgh Wool Mill. For as well as his music, I was rather attracted by the magnificent bird of prey he had. He told me it was a cross between a peregrine falcon and a saker, but the bird was as entertaining as the man himself, as it flapped its wings in time to the music. It made me want to dance as well. I only saw about 10 minutes of it, but it was most enjoyable and unique to the city, as things like this don't happen often in Norwich.